Tort Balkut, Kora, Nunga Kain Tort Bularang, Balang Munang Tort, Baldurapan Tort Dang Dachak Ngadangin.
A long time ago, one of our people went hunting. He had his own, as well as his brother's dogs, and he thought with so much help, he'd easily catch a lot of tucker.
Tort yong dinangin, dalangin, bakan ba ngana langan, nunga tach barang kedin kalakol, yuat, nunga kobelwit.
The dog saw a kangaroo and took off. When they caught it, they pulled it to the ground and, snapping it, biting at one another, ate it all up. By the time our ancestor arrived, there was nothing. He had nothing to carry home. He had nothing to eat. And he was very hungry.
Nunga tuatak nga dangin. Duat kor jinang dalangin. Babakanin. Duat nga nalangin. Nunga tat nga muat.
The Nunga and all the dogs kept hunting. After all, there were plenty of animals, and he had plenty of dogs to help him. The dogs saw a wallaby, and off they went. The Nunga was a lot slower than them, of course. Four legs are quicker than two, and he got left behind. In the distance, he saw the dogs catch the wallaby. They tore into it, snapping and fighting and eating. By the time he got to them, there was nothing left.
Tort wech dalangin ba bakanin ba ungana langain. Nunga tat yuat kain ba kobohuit. Nunga wech jen barang ba wut kodit.
The dogs chased after an emu, and it all happened the same way. By the time the Nunga arrived, all that was left were blood and feathers and feet. He was so hungry that his belly was bashing his backbone, and he picked up the emu's foot and threw it away.
Nunga ngadi kol mama kot ngat, tuat a kwaka ngadangin, tuat kwaka dalangin, bakanin, bangan langain.
He walked toward the ocean because he knew there'd be lots of kwakas there, but it all happened just the same way. The dogs caught them easily, but by the time he arrived, everything was gone. Just a bit of fur, a foot, and maybe some toenails. What could he do?
Nunga wot kol nolak mundin. Baltuat dinangin. Buddha wan tuat nukat mundin.
He lay down in the shade and kept his eye on all the dogs. They ran around, ran this way and that way, and after a while, they lay down and went to sleep. They were all right. They'd had plenty to eat. Their stomachs were full.
Nunga kal mat barang ba wut kedin.
The man got quietly to his feet, crept to the fire, and walked away with a fire stick in his hand.
Buddha wan. Mawangin, walangin, ngayangin, kaukenin bakumbar abin. Duet wut yuaw ket kulin. Kalma duet kedin.
Soon the wind was crying and screaming, and a circle of flames danced higher and higher around the dogs. The dogs ran this way and that way, but there was no escape. It was as if they were held by a great, fiery hand.
Duet badang mama ko darab kul, balap wot kul.
The dogs jumped through the flames and rolled down into the ocean. Their burning bodies sizzled and steamed as they swam along the south coast, keeping the land to their left and heading toward the rising sun.
Bokej manang nungan ngun ninin mama ko ngat.
Far away to the east, the man's brother sat beside the ocean, fishing.
ngon duet maya wangin walin duang kadidin bau duet ginang kepo yang yua kulin mama kota.
He heard his dogs crying out, and then, in the distance, he saw them swimming toward him.
Duet nunga boda badangin wangin duang kubut mad but awun.
The dogs came closer, jumping and barking in the water. They had tiny ears and short, stumpy legs.
Duet maya wangin, duet mamakot, duet bal kat, duet baukat.
They'd become seals, see? Seals bark like dogs, and they have heads like dogs, but they're ocean dogs.
Yay, mam tuat balap boya nini kalyokul.
You go down that way today, and you'll see the man still waiting there. And at the other place, you'll see the seals rolling down the hill into the water. They're rocks now, and so this story stays in that part of our country forever.